WCSG Backstage gives you access to your favorite WCSG DJs from your family-friendly morning show, the most music for your middays, and the ride home.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve.
I'm Brittany. And this is
WCSG Backstage.
Excited to try something new today that we are calling Soap Opera Circle. Ooh. Jeremy, did you find some appropriate music?
I will find appropriate music.
The Young and the Restless.
Now.
Okay, so the short of it is that one of us starts the story with a sentence, then we go around the table adding to the story one sentence at a time. We'll cut it off after 3 minutes, and either the story will be done, or we'll have a cliffhanger to start another time.
Oh my.
So Tom, you get to start this edition of Soap Opera Circle.
Okay, this is exciting. All right, here we go. So, in my best soap opera voice, Lane woke up that morning with a sneaking suspicion that someone had stolen his pet hamster, Napoleon.
Oh, man.
Oh. He came to this conclusion because when he looked across the room and looked into the cage, it was empty.
Yeah, it was.
Let's see. Unfortunately enough, the cleaning lady had been in the night before.
This is
difficult.
Don't
overthink it.
Yeah, right. Lane knew he had given Rosaria all of the keys to his double wide, but thought he hadn't yet given her the key to the hamster cage.
But he knew that she was in there because he found her dust broom.
Yes, yes. After he had told her that he was just doing his homework, it was a strange conversation they had. But Lane knew. Lane knew the conversation was strange because Rosario had been eyeing Napoleon the hamster for years. Years. Years.
Wow.
That key wasn't just the key to the hamster cage. It was the key to Lane's heart.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
Yeah. Wow.
How many more minutes do we have left?
That was all one sentence?
That was amazing.
Yeah, okay. There's a couple comments.
The key to his heart.
Oh. Ellipses. Yeah.
Perfect. His first instinct when looking for Napoleon was to go for the vacuum. Because she thought that for sure Rosario could have sucked Napoleon up inside.
Oh. Horrified, Lane remembered a conversation he had had with Rosario where she disclosed that part of her family's celebration of the holiday of Yom Kippur was to eat a hamster.
Oh. That's... Okay.
Yeah, no, it makes no sense at all.
They're kosher.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
Like his namesake, had Napoleon been exiled to a holiday dinner platter island upon the Lazy Susan of Rosario's family table?
Contemplating all this in the room, he decided it was time to take action. So he finally, after all of this thought, walked out of the room to track down Rosario.
Rosario was indeed with her family. The Lazy Susan was out. And Napoleon the hamster was there. You see, Napoleon had been laid on the Lazy Susan of Rosario's heart for a long time. And she just took this opportunity to love that little hamster so she could bring him back clean and well-groomed.
The end.
Wow.
Yes. So he
nice.
Wraps it up.
He didn't die.
No.
He was just being cared for.
You're right.
Being
right.
Cared
right.
For.
Okay. He was
right.
The guest of honor, actually.
Perfect.
Actually,
yeah.
Yom Kippur.
So she was just cleaning it.
Yeah, totally. Just she's the cleaning lady.
I'm
what
glad,
do you expect?
Because my next line was going to have something to do with like his meats with cheese and crackers.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh.
Grapes.
Oh, no.
That was fun. I liked
that was
it.
Nice. It was.
Okay.
This is Bullpen Court.
Okay. So, my husband and I get into this argument on a fairly regular basis. He does not like it if we are watching TV and I am on my phone. He wants me to put my phone down.
Oh.
I have to be on my phone. I mean, I don't have to be, but I want to look up where these characters were, how old these people were when they filmed this movie,
so you're not
or TV show. No, not usually. Sometimes yes. I'm on Facebook Marketplace, but most of the time I'm looking up stats about whatever show it is. And then I share those stats. So I don't really know if it's the aspect of me being on the phone that's so frustrating or me being like, hey, this man was born in 1945 or whatever. I don't really know.
This is the father of James Earl Jones.
Yes, exactly. Yes, see, and that is a tidbit I learned because I was on my phone while we were watching
TV. Who's the father of James Earl Jones?
There's a voice guy, right?
So, did you watch... Have you ever seen The Sting with Robert Redford and...
I can picture the cover part.
Okay, so there's this guy, there's this character in it, and we were watching this movie, and we're like...
Luther, right?
Yes. We're like, Luther... Good job, Steve.
wow, we're going to have a great show this afternoon.
Yeah, good luck, guys.
Boy, yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yikes.
Exit stage left, even.
Thank you, Snagglepuss.
But, okay, so this guy, character Luther, I'm like, man, he looks a lot like James Earl Jones. So I looked up, and it's James Earl Jones' dad.
Yep. Who knew he had a dad?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I knew he had a dad, but I didn't know he was an actor.
Right. So this isn't you checking out and not watching the movie with him. This is you enhancing the movie experience by
it's
looking
like
up facts.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it is. Yeah. I don't know if he feels like that.
Yes, I would say maybe Spencer feels like I want to like fully enter into this story. I don't want to be brought back to reality by these facts about the behind the scenes making. Sure. I want to be all in and present to the moment of the story. So there might be that side of that.
Okay.
Try it his way.
Yeah.
I have, sort of.
maybe if you could do the pop-up video for the movies on movies that you guys are watching for the second time. But if you're watching it for the first time.
Then maybe no.
Maybe no.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah?
But let's just be honest. Are you going to watch The Sting for a second time?
Nobody is.
Yeah. Nobody.
Or... have a little notepad and write down your questions, do the research after, and then share that
just
with
you. Just got a Holly Hobby notepad.
He was 28 when he filmed this, and he's married to the brother of Bridget Goddard.
Yeah, do a PowerPoint of the movie afterwards. Like, honey, we're doing a PowerPoint after The Sting tonight for half an hour.
So there is your compromise. You say, okay, Spence, either you allow me to be on my phone and find my little research nuggets during the movie, or you have to wait an hour after the movie while I share all
And also, just be aware, I'll be taking notes.
Yeah.
I'll be like, taking notes throughout
the whole time. Being on my phone wasn't distracting. Right. Me with this giant notepad wasn't distracting
at
all.
Pencil on paper.
He's got a laptop out.
Yeah. Clickety click click.
All right, so judgment is for you to...
I don't know, you guys tell me.
Tell him to suck it up.
Can I be on my phone?
So I was actually about to say ruling in favor of Spencer. But,
So we got a Spencer vote, we got a Brittany vote. Tom?
I'm going to go with Brittany. I think that part of marriage is compromise.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. And Jeremy?
Spencer.
We have a hung jury.
I would say 1 week on, 1 week off.
Oh,
there you go.
Joint
custody.
Shared custody.
Yeah, there it is. All right.
Here
the love.
I guess I would like to have a better understanding of how to navigate when you're watching a program alongside somebody, like a Netflix program, where you have a whole season available to you.
Now, would you say alongside someone, meaning like...
You're watching it together.
Okay. So not like it's like you and your spouse or you and your friend. It's not like you are watching it while other people are also watching it at work.
Like us.
Like we kind of do it sometimes with our programs. Uh-oh. So I'm thinking about that.
Our programs.
With our programs. Our stories.
Our stories.
But I mean, yes, there's definitely times where it's my wife and I. There's times where it's my friend and I. And there's times where it's here. So it's anytime you have kind of entered into, not a formal agreement, but just an understanding that we are watching this together.
DDR.
We sometimes get off track and some of us are moving forward and some of us are falling back. Like, how do you navigate like being the one that maybe is moving forward faster than the rest?
Oh, I got chastised for this recently for Netflix cheating on my wife, and
she
got really mad at me.
This is why I need this. Yeah, what show? What show?
I was like three. I was The Crown. Sorry, I was three episodes ahead of her, and there's no catching up at that point.
You can't catch up.
I know, because she's So
well, easy solution. You need to leave right now.
Yeah.
You need to go get those three precious cherubs. You take them for the rest of the day, and she gets to catch up.
Yes. She gets to catch up. I know. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us today, Tom.
No, that's the best solution. I'm well aware of it.
Let her catch up and not feel stressed about being behind. That's the hardest thing is when you're behind.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't want to ever make somebody feel behind.
I know she's right.
I don't want to ever make somebody feel behind, but I also don't want to feel hindered that I can't move forward because somebody else can't.
Here's the thing. there are many a TV show on Netflix.
That is yes. also true.
So start a different one.
Supplement yeah. with other yeah. material.
Mister, I blasted through Ozark and Amanda's way behind, but also can't get into Parks and Rec.
Well, so, I am in it. I'm just not as far.
Yeah.
You could also choose another Jason Bateman special, Arrested Development.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Okay. So
or Little House on the Prairie. Here.
Little House on the Prairie. Was yes, he in there?
Yeah. He was, as a child.
As a regular?
Stop it. Toward the end of the series, yeah.
Really?
Oh. No way. Who was he?
How old was
he? Was... Oh, Brittany. Yeah. Brittany. Oh, Brittany.
Oh, look at the IMDb going here. We're watching Arrested Development. It's on TV right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he played like...
And...
I think like Mary and Laura's cousin or something
oh,
like that.
Oh, interesting.
Huh.
Was yeah. he real cute then?
Oh,
I
he
get
was.
Him confused with Jerry O'Connell a lot, so I always oh, think he was yes. in that show Sliders. You remember
or
that?
Or Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I loved Sliders.
Okay, Brittany, yeah,
that was a good show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it brought up Little House on the Prairie first, and I got to find Jason Bateman.
I'll tell you this. He was also on Silver Spoons Ooh. With
James
Ricky
Schroeder.
Schroeder.
Who's yeah. now on like a police show, or he was for a while.
He was, yeah. He played a real brat on that show.
Was he the friend
he was
that
hilarious.
Was just...
Yes.
Like, oh, man. Yeah.
He was like as Eddie Haskell was to Leave It to Beaver, this kid was.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep. So his first appearance in was in a cereal commercial for Golden Grahams in 1980, and then he began his TV career.
So he's older than me.
Yes, on Little House on the Prairie, James Cooper, an orphan boy who, along with his sister, is adopted by the Ingalls family.
There you
go.
Not cousins. Sorry.
And then he was the bad boy on Silver Spoons. His name was Derek Taylor.
Mm.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah. Two first names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like wait.
Jeremy Henry. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Also, Taylor was a last name before it was a first name.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Jonathan Taylor.
All right, so...
Thomas.
Well, just you guys are. I'm hearing supplement with other programs.
Yes,
find all the Jason Bateman you can.
Or you go ahead and do your thing.
Yeah.
But you just keep it a secret.
Right.
You can't tell anyone.
I've tried that, but
yeah,
I always get found out.
Yeah, that's not good.
And that
always.
Is a lesson.
it is
a lesson.
All right. All right. I get it. I will stick to the rules.
Okay, this one doesn't so much apply to me anymore, and I do have an opinion on it, but I think this is something that divides a lot of people. I saw it recently in the mall. Is it okay to ever have your kid on a leash?
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Oh.
Go ahead, Tom. You have an opinion.
Tom's got a story.
We have a kid leash that we use.
Okay.
And we use it in places where there's lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's lots of people, they can easily get lost and snatched. We don't put them on a leash as a rule, and we don't like let them hang on the leash necessarily. We still hold on to their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know, crazy dog child time. but for situations like art prize or
mm-hmm.
or you're at the mall or you're at the ballpark, it is very useful.
I would agree with you. And I was very anti leash.
Same.
Anti leash until I had kids. And then I had a 5-year old and a 7-year old.
Yeah.
And then I had a 15-month old, and then I had a baby.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, if I want to go anywhere and keep my children safe,
no kidding.
One of them's got to be leashed up.
Leash.
What if we change the terminology from leash to like tether?
Tether.
Something that was a little
you're
less...
on house arrest. You're on tether.
Oh, yeah, I
that's
guess
for
that...
the teenagers.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, that's got a little negative. I'm just trying
this
to think
like
of something that sounds
backpack,
less animal.
And then it had like a little handle thing that
totally.
You could pull
like the
out.
Monkey tail.
Little dog face on there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, but I always thought it was inhumane, but it's like, no, the parents actually just trying to keep them safe.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And I think that's the unfortunate thing. I think you do have situations sometimes where it appears to the casual passerby that the parents just not paying attention. Like, I don't want to have to watch you every second, so I'm going to put this thing on you.
And I'm tying it on my belt.
Yes. Now, I will say, I used to be very anti-leash as well, kid leash. Then I realized that, like, oh, you know, people have different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So just because I was way too terrified to leave my mother's side growing up doesn't mean that that's every kid's personality.
Right.
So, like, yeah, if you have a kid that listens to your every command, mm-hmm. fine, but...
And there are some kids that cannot stay in a stroller or be held all the time, and they are just wiggly children, and just let them walk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Steve, you have... Go ahead.
We get some looks. You if you bring the kid out on the leash, expect to be... despised.
Now, I've got a question.
And loved.
How many kids / what age are we talking about using the leash? Oh. Like, is it just for, like, the youngest? Is it for all of them?
This is my...
Yeah.
No, just the youngest. That we got a two-year-old. Yeah. So okay. Everybody else is cool without a leash. And I think up until the age of about maybe three, that's okay. Anywhere past there, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
I feel like I've always found them to be weird. But as I have children and I realize how in the blink of an eye, they can just gone. And so I think, I see the value in it. I'm maybe not as comfortable to do that with my children, I totally understand somebody using it.
But your children mind all the time. Never disobey.
That's the story I tell you. They're older now. Obviously, I'm not going to do it for a 7 and 10-year-old, but...
10-year-old, come here. You want it back when they're older,
When they're teenagers?
I would like to be able to tether you a little bit.
I'm just getting to the point where it's like, if my kids are safe, I don't care what people think. It's just I know you're good. I know you're safe. I know this is going to keep you safe. If someone looks at me strange, who cares?
Well,
you're safe.
It's not like you've got one child. Yeah. I can see where you might get some looks if you are out as a couple and you have one kid on a leash. But if you've got several kids, you're trying to keep track of them all.
If those Manhattan dog walkers who've got about 10.
Yes,
you put all your kids on a leash and you just got that thing wound around your wrist.
They're just sidewalk.
Yes, exactly.
It's kind of how it feels sometimes.
Yeah. Or if you make them drink out of a dog bowl.
You bring up the preschool class, and I used to work next to a preschool, and what they did is they would hold a rope, and the kids just had to hold the rope.
Right.
You know, that's another alternative,
because I do think... There is something to be said for, at some age, a kid having some, but also instruction that they have to follow. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you will hold on to this rope, and there's a little bit of discipline that's involved there. Not for a 2-year-old necessarily, but by the time they get to school, they're taking some ownership in their own safety.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. I like that.
Wow. All right. So what are we ruling? We're ruling it's okay.
It's okay.
Yes.
All right. Way to go, everybody. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening to WCSG Backstage, and thank you for showing your support every time you download, review, and share this podcast with your friends and neighbors. You can also be a part of the podcast. You can join the show backstage at WCSG.org. We love hearing from you, and let's not forget our friends. WCSG is sponsored in part by...
You have an incredible business. You're an expert in your field and your service is unmatched. So where are your customers?
Well, they're out there, but if your brand is out of date or not just visible at all, they're not going to be able to find you. So your brand is your story, it's your identity, and it deserves to be seen.
Fast Signs of Grand Rapids is ready and excited to help. Trust them with all of your building, signage, trade show event, and vehicle signage needs. I'll tell you what, you mentioned WCSG when you call. They'll even give you a 10% discount on your order.
Nice.
Love a good deal.
Fast Signs. More than fast, more than signs. I kind of said that like the movie with Mel Gibson and Joaquin Phoenix. Signs.
I only saw half of that one.
Really?
I gave up on it.
It's a great
movie. Which one? Signs.
It's directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Which
one? The one about the aliens.
Aliens. Oh, yes. I think I saw that.
I don't want to give away that.
Yeah, right.
Are they in a house at some point?
They are. Yes. It's a farmhouse.
Tinfoil hats.
Yes.
The little boy has asthma.
Anyway.
I think that's the only M. Night Shyamalan movie I've never seen.
You got to see it.
Did you know M. Night Shyamalan also directed Stuart Little?
And...
What?
Yes. The Last Airbender. The Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Does he make a cameo in that one?
I don't know.
The really cute Stuart Little with Michael J. Fox.
Yes! Right.
Stuart Little.
He only makes cameos in movies that he wrote.
How do you enjoy a movie about a mouse?
I don't know. Because Gina Davis is in it.
Yes, yes. She just makes everything
and
Hugh Laurie. 1,000 times better.
And that really cute kid from Jerry Maguire.
Yes. He's in that?
Yes. Yeah. It's really cute. You need to introduce it to your grandkids.
Okay.
Speaking of grandkids.
Hey, you can pay cash.
For grandkids.
Speaking of grandkids, yes, kid to kid, they pay cash or store credit. You can get 20% or more for kids' stuff, maternity items too.
Now is a great time as we switch seasons from the wintry stuff that we've had to springtime. You can find some new stuff. The items are up to 85% off retail, so buying used always the way to go.
Well, and one of the things I like is that I feel like when I'm trying to sell stuff, I have to schedule one trip to go see if they'll buy any of my stuff, and then another trip when I have time to swing by a Goodwill or a Salvation Army and donate the rest of it. And you don't have to do two stops. They basically will buy from you what they want, and then you can just leave the stuff there and they will donate it for you.
Find sizes newborn through size 14 and maternity 2.
whether they have tiny little mouse clothing sizes, that's a toss up.
But one thing that we're into sports season for baseball, soccer, that kind of thing, and you know those kids wear through that stuff so fast.
Yeah.
I've purchased a lot of cleats and stuff like that because they go through.
And they've got that kind of stuff too, like equipment and shoes.
And a lot of it is like new because a kid wore it one time or one season and they quit. Yeah. And so.
They're a locally owned and operated franchise helping West Michigan families save money. Also, several local charities that give directly to the community. Mm-hmm. They help out with that as well. It's kid to kid.
Learn more about our sponsors and about the podcast, of course, at WCSG.org. Keyword backstage.
What the what?
Okay, so authorities in Eastern Ohio just recently arrested a grocery store employee. She's been charged with felony theft for helping herself to deli ham for years. Apparently, she's worked for this company for 8 years. And over the course of that eight-year hire, she has taken probably about three or four slices of ham every day, maybe salami sometimes.
Is that not part of her compensation package?
It's not. In fact, they say that...
She doesn't want to have to go get fast food every day.
She's stolen, they estimate, about $9,200 worth of deli ham.
Over how many years?
Over 8 years. Okay. Her name is not available. She wasn't available for comments.
Sarah Lee.
Miss Pinky.
Yeah, but that's about 200, I think I read 260 pounds or so of ham and salami that she's stolen over the course of 8 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Not from the sampler tray, just like...
What the what?
And that's over $1,000
right.
of cold cuts.
Just cold cuts. Yeah.
You know, Steve, you got a growing family. Yep. Like, if you go buy deli meat for your kids, I mean, that could rack up pretty quick.
Sure.
I just want to know what the conversation was like. Okay, well, fine. How many pieces did you take? Well, I took like 3 a day. Okay, well, you've been working here for this long. And so, depending on when this meat was on sale, how do they figure out the amount?
Well, someone has been watching her because someone tipped off the theft prevention manager at the store and said that she's taking three or four slices of ham a day. And it's really specific because it's ham, but authorities said sometimes salami.
She was feeling a little spicy that day.
I am not an advocate for stealing at all.
No.
But I also recognize that at my grocery store, like the stuff that they don't sell of the day that it got sliced gets bagged and there's a special section last chance, gots to go.
Yeah.
And
got a little green on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes that gets bought and sometimes it doesn't. So, I mean.
If it's going in her stomach or the trash.
What's the difference?
Well,
and if she was working there, I don't know.
You could kind of use
I feel like I'm justifying it.
Just
it's
an occasion, to not ever have to charge anybody for anything.
That's a real slippery slope. Yeah.
Wait until it goes bad.
Mm. Yeah.
Sure.
That's a lot, though.
That's a lot of
ham. But if you go to Meijer...
Sure.
And you are like, the turkey's on sale. Could I try a piece of that? They will gladly do that for you.
And that's true. That's probably where she got caught up in it. Like, I get to give them a little bit. I can try a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, totally. Three for you. 920 pounds for me.
Was she a good employee aside from that?
Was that the only thing she did wrong?
I'm thinking she's not a good employee if she's stealing $9,200 worth of ham.
I don't think she thought of it as stealing. I think maybe she did it for every day for a year and it never...
Just got never occurred to her.
She's like, they must think it's okay that I do this.
Or what if her supervisor at some point was like,
that's fine.
You could totally
once in a while.
Mm-hmm. And then
what I mean?
And in the last 8 years, they've moved on to a different store.
Yes. Yeah.
And she didn't know it was the rules.
Or this is the new kind of ham we got. You can try it. Yes. So you are knowledgeable of the taste of
this ham.
Is it the $12.99 a pound ham?
You bet it. I think it was.
Boar's head.
Yeah, totally.
Boar's head.
So my question is, if they're theft prevention team is observing her how long did that go on? Well, we're holding a case.
It was a state.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't make a move yet.
It's misdemeanor at this point. Let's wait till it's a felony. Exactly. She's one slice out away from a felony. Okay, we got her. She had the salami.
You know that she's going to use the I didn't think of it as stealing defense if we get her now. So got to wait for a little bit.
I would prefer for her to eat a slice of ham than to be putting a fork in the potato salad and eating that, you know? Amen.
That's true.
An Irish man who missed his flight at a Dublin airport was arrested last Thursday. Oh, I wish. No. last Thursday for running after the plane on the tarmac in a bid to flag it down.
Well, that's what the what?
Well, I mean, it's a, okay. Witnesses said.
I've never done that before.
Mid-range. Right, no. Witnesses said that this man in his 20s, he broke through an airport door, ran toward the plane, which was about to take off for Amsterdam. Now, so far, this is kind of like the final act in like a 90s rom-com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
stops
it's like.
Stops a plane, girl I've gets seen off, this happen. They fall in love.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right. A spokesperson for the airport said that the man became agitated after he and a woman arrived at the gate too late for their flight, then he broke through a door, made his way onto the apron, trying to flag the aircraft down. He was briefly restrained by airline staff. Then airport police arrived, and then he was ultimately handed over to Irish police, taken to a Dublin police station. Yikes. His name is Patrick Kehoe. Kehoe. Patrick Kehoe. Oh.
Hi,
such
Patrick
an Irish
Kehoe.
Name. Yeah. It's a good Irish name.
Is that the what the what? No.
No.
My Irish accent is the what the
He's
what.
He's locked up and his name is Kehoe.
Kehoe. He appeared in a Dublin court, was charged with criminal damage to a door lock.
Okay.
Picking a seagull and picking a lock.
Yeah, right. All right. He was granted bail until a court appearance, which is scheduled for November. But okay, here comes the what the what. As he left court, Patrick shouted abuse and insults at journalists and swung at them with his suitcase before lowering his trousers and mooning the bystanders.
What?
Whoa, yes. Buddy. Whoa.
So I don't know what he was planning for Amsterdam, but...
Some more O-buns.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So did they just like, what the what? Did they just turn him back around and go back
I
into the courtroom
maybe,
to settle
maybe.
That part?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And
I don't
the
know.
The journalist like, keep filming.
That's right. Here.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Right. Yes.
Wow. A lot of pixelation on the news then.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And then he was like, I know I'm going to jail already. I might as well just that's make a funny. Day of it.
Yes,
oh,
make a day of it.
Wow. Not encouraged, but funny.
Right. Right.
Hey, it's Jeremy from your family-friendly morning show with Jeremy and Amanda and, of course, WCSG Backstage. Things a little bit different and will be for the next couple of weeks as we head into a pretty busy season. We've got a lot of our staff off in different directions, so bringing you some best of segments over the next several weeks until we can all come back together for a full show. But in the meantime, if you like what you hear, you can, of course, catch up on our previous podcast at WCSG.org. Just use the keyword backstage, and thanks so much for listening.